AISD's chief financial officer on Monday night presented a revised proposed budget of $879 million for the next fiscal year. KUT's Kate McGee reports.
Texas public schools may be getting $3.9 billion restored from the $5.4 billion state lawmakers cut in 2011. But CFO Nicole Conley says AISD isn't expecting much of a benefit locally from the partial funding restoration.
Unfortunately, we will receive no significant relief from state actions. This is only a fraction of the $60 million that was cut from the last legislative session.
The district will get a little less than $11 million. Texas lawmakers have approved the budget, which is waiting for Governor Rick Perry's signature. Conley presented a revised budget to the Austin School Board Monday. She estimates AISD will have to send $116 million back to the state under the recapture law. It's a law that requires property-wealthy districts to send money to the state to redistribute to poorer districts. Austin is considered a wealthy district. Increased student enrollment could be a source of new funds, except AISD isn't expecting a large increase.
The revised budget, again, assumes a net increase of 246 students. It accounts for projected losses due to charters offset by projected increases in our pre-K population.
The budget estimates the district will lose 400 students to charter schools next year. It's expected to have a $30 million shortfall. The district plans to use reserves to make up the difference. Conley will present the recommended budget to the board in August. Kate McGee, KUT News.